Hello everyone, it's about 10 past 2 a.m. on Sunday the 16th of November. Yes, I'm awake. I'm not even upstairs because you can probably hear my clock ticking. And my fridge, maybe. Although I'm not in the kitchen, obviously, but... not much to report, really. But haven't been able to sleep so far. I haven't really tried, to be honest, but not feeling at all tired. So I came down. I had a bit of clearing up in the kitchen to do. So got that done. I didn't really want to get up to that in the morning or for anyone else to have to, because Obi will be up before me because he's got to leave by 7 and I'm not... intending on being up that time, I'm afraid, especially when I probably won't go to sleep till 6, which is what happened last night. It might have even been later than that. It could have even been 7. A bit worried. We can't find Chantelle. She didn't come in Thursday night, which is unusual for her. Candice doesn't always come in. The trouble is with those two, there's absolutely nothing I can do about it if they don't come in. They're not the sort of cats you can go outside looking for and pick them up. But Chantelle, sometimes she'll stay out in the summer, but not this time of year. She wants to come in for her food. She's very eager for her food. So I'm really worried. Neither of them came in Thursday. And then Candice came back Friday. No Chantelle. And I thought, oh, maybe she was around earlier and then she's gone away again. So I opened their door and I thought, well, maybe she's been in to get some food and gone back out again. But then last night, Friday night, she didn't come in. And no one's seen her. I'm really worried now. I've been down here calling her. She's not the sort of cat. I'm worried she might be shut in somewhere, but it's not really been the weather that people are out in their gardens with their shed doors open. We'll check in my shed tomorrow, but they can get in and out of there if they want to. It is full up with rubbish. I'm a bit worried in case something's fallen on her. I'm going to get Ronan to come and have a look with me in the morning because Obi and Connor will be at work. I don't know what to think, really. I'm going to go and ask the neighbours if they'll look in their shed either side. And if she doesn't come back tomorrow, print out some things to put through people's doors all round here and the clothes, and maybe stick something on the lamppost out there, and I should put it on the Orpington Gossip page on Facebook, because people do stuff like that all the time. I am really worried about her. I hope she hasn't been run over and just gone off somewhere. I suppose I shouldn't have left it this long. I told my mum she went Thursday, and I said, well, sometimes she doesn't come in. she doesn't always come in. I mean, 9 times out of 10 she does in this time of year, but there are times when she doesn't, but she would never stay out 2 nights in a row, let alone 3. It is real cause for concern now. And the thing is, poor little Candice gets so worried without her because they're really close to one another, so they go around crying when they can't find the other one, and it's really sad. I thought I heard a cat crying then, but it was my radio upstairs, I think. Or is it? I don't think I'd hear Chantelle grazing. She's got a very husky voice. It might be Candice. Because again, she wouldn't come in. She was out there though. I don't think she wants to come in without her mother. Stay there, you dogs.
Candice! Chantelle!
very still out there. There's nothing. I'll wake the others up if I'm not careful. It's a bit worrying, really. Actually, I said I'll kick the dog bone. Well, it's not a dog bone. The dog's a bone. I'm just going to wind the clock up. I'm just going to put it right. It needs to be put right by about 1 minute. It's 1 minute slow. Now, I'm just going to... Because it doesn't chime anymore since the fire. I've only got one white to pull up. Stop the pendulum. How did I manage that? That does not sound right, and it's going to stop, I think. Harder than that. I don't like to make it go doing, 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 but sorry. I'll leave it for a few minutes and see what happens. It's not ticking properly. That was probably too hard. Come on, pendulum, I haven't got all bloody night. Excuse my language. Come on. Oh, come on. It doesn't want to tick. Oh, I should have just left it to me. Shut up. Ah, I got the reason. It was caught in the chain. Ah, that's it. That should do it. It couldn't move properly. That'll be it. I was wondering what I'd done wrong then. I wish it still chimed. I'm really upset about that, but... haven't got the money to repair it. The insurance, unfortunately, while it paid out for everything that I had to replace, which was literally everything, I had no money for fancy things like £1,500 to spend on a clock repair. It's ticking now. The chain had just got caught round the bottom of the pendulum. I mean, I've never had it. I've never had that many attempts fail to get it going again. Sometimes it is a bit temperamental, but well, folks, while it's lovely talking to you, I think I better try and head upstairs to do dialysis and think about sleep, if nothing else. Hope you're all having a good weekend, and I'll speak to you soon.